You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Steve Gira, Father Gary Hogan, and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
Each year we begin this most holy week with a proclamation of the gospel account of the Passion of our Lord in preparation for the commemoration of the events of our salvation that we will celebrate during the Paschal Triduum later this week. In Matthew's account of the Passion, which is proclaimed today, we hear a familiar detail that is not mentioned in any of the other three Gospels, and that is Pilate's washing his hands to mark his innocence. You who are parents or teachers have probably had the experience of trying to determine the guilty one in your home or classroom responsible for an incident, and found frustration when asked, each child responding, "It wasn't me. I didn't do it." We gather here in faith today to begin another Holy Week, not to proclaim our innocence, but rather to acknowledge our guilt, proclaiming in a word and a ritual that we did do it, that we are all the guilty ones, and that we all have his blood on our hands. For we proclaim the gospel account of the Passion today not just to remember past events, but rather to recognize present reality. For whenever we put money or personal gain before people, as Judas did, when we deny out of fear, like Peter did, that we do not know Jesus, when we lie or bear false witness against another, like the Sanhedrin did against Jesus, when we fall asleep, like the disciples did, when Jesus needed them the most, and we are not available to other people when they need us, when we use violence against others like the soldier did against Jesus, when we lose hope or give in to despair like Judas did, or when, like Pilate, we scapegoat others for the world's problems rather than accepting the responsibility ourselves, then the Passion and Crucifixion of Jesus becomes not just a past event, but a present reality. The Church invites us this week to come humbly before our God through the liturgies of the Triduum and to acknowledge our guilt so that we can be more open to hearing and believing the good news that the one we have crucified offers us the hope of a new life, both in the here and now and in the hereafter. For by the awesome power of God's selfless love revealed to us on the cross, we are washed clean of our guilt by the blood of Christ, who alone is the innocent one. Let us not just proclaim this week holy with our lips, but let us proclaim it holy through our deeds.